Praise be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ Jesus. It's amazing how the assigned readings to the day, coming as they do from selected systems of readings, have always had a word from God in them, directed at special activities that we have here in our regular chapel services, activities which are not connected with the liturgical calendar, but with our seminary calendar. It's almost as though the dean of our chapel had some gift which has not been bestowed upon the rest of us mortals, and I have reference to the special occasion here this morning. The full-term vicarage assignment and the issuing of calls to candidates. The fact that the assigned gospel lesson, while it has something of remarkable import for the entire seminary community, has special significance for those who participate and receive their assignments and calls today. Now, we might center on the words of our Lord, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his house. Go your way, behold, I send you." I'm also reminded that Jesus spoke similar words to these immediately after he had evangelized the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, which, by the way, is a good example of evangelistic method and message and strategy. But after that, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? I tell you, lift up your eyes and see how the fields are already white for harvest." Remarkable words, especially when we recall that Jesus had just reclaimed another soul for his kingdom, this much-married Samaritan woman, and now he saw countless others out there, also lost, in need of reconciliation, in need of being washed in the blood of the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. You see, our Lord had the vision of the harvest. After all, he came to seek and to save the lost. And then in the text before, the Lord wants the 70 whom he's sending out to remember that they are being sent out to gather in the harvest. He did not want them to lose the vision of the harvest any more than he wants us in the church today to lose the vision of the harvest. The impact of Jesus' words are heightened somewhat when you realize that while we live in a highly industrialized society, mostly urban, Jesus lived in a culture that was predominantly agricultural and rural, and in which even that which was urban was still close and familiar with agricultural terminology. So when Jesus speaks of the harvest, he's speaking agricultural language. Now, the farmer is busy with many things. He fertilizes the soil, he plows it, he sows the seed, he cultivates, he's extremely anxious, but always he has the harvest in mind. That's the goal. While the very livelihood of the farmer depends upon the harvest, and it's fatal to lose the sight of the harvest. Now, unfortunately, we in the church of times lose our vision of the harvest. Our attention becomes focused upon many other activities that we have in the church. And there are so many things that we do and so much splendid church work that it becomes a detriment to the life of the church when it is done without the vision of the harvest. So we sometimes expend our energy and time upon grain that has already been harvested, upon the souls that already know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's true that the church has a great responsibility to those who already know and confess Jesus as Savior and Lord. We need to nurture and to edify, to help them to grow in grace and knowledge. However, whenever this is done, without and apart from the vision of the heart, it becomes a self-centered and a selfish activity, causing us to no longer be God's intended channels for the Holy Spirit for the proclamation of the gospel to disciple the nation. Now, why is it that some congregations in the synod are not adding converts? Why is it that in the synod as a whole we are not adding converts in great numbers? Our membership has plateaued, in fact, in recent years it has been declining. I would suggest that one contributing factor is that we have, in a measure, lost our vision of the horizon. Another way of saying it is that we're not really interested in reaching out to the unsaved in our community to bring the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus as Savior. Many congregations are active in duty, but much of this activity is turned inward, serving only those who already confess Jesus as Savior. But on the broader level of our entire synod, I believe it's correct to say that we have not been an evangelistically oriented church body. The unsaved do not have top priority, but the words of the Lord are coming. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, to send out laborers into his house. The church is consent to harvest. We are united to pray to the Lord, that he will send for us laborers into the house. You realize that whatever becomes the subject of our prayer life ultimately ought to become the subject of our activity life. We are all sent to us. Amen. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and preserve your body and soul and spirit blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.